Sybil.
Hey, Humpty Humpty Hump over the hump. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, what's up there now? Tom Joyner still in Dallas. Thank you, Mr. Fred Hammond. We're working on the project, Sybil. Don't laugh.
You and Fred Hammond?
Yes. In the studio all night. I just left the studio.
Chicken?
Just left.
What's the name of your group?
Okay. All right. Laugh when you hear the phrase, and the winner is.
We just did.
And the winner is. All right.
Well, you're murdering a hit.
No, no, no. We're not.
You're working on a hit.
Serious album. Serious.
Gospel?
Well, no, it's not gospel. It's not gospel.
It's not saved.
No, it is saved. It's nice. It's not like. Wow.
So what is it?
It's a surprise.
This is just the first day.
Yeah, this is the first day in the studio. I just left. Just left the studio. I should have been recording for years because you got great excuses not to go home when you record. We're still in the studio, baby. We're still laying down tracks.
You saw Fred Hammond do this, huh?
I didn't see him do it, but I'm just saying. It's right there, man.
Like you need another excuse?
Yeah, I know, but you still, these recording guys got great lives. Uh-huh. Baby, we're still in the studio. Uh-huh. We're going to be here all night.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be, no, can I bring something to eat? Nah, no, it's too far out. It is great. But thank you, Mr. Hammond. We're going to be working.
Mr. Hammond.
Thank you so much, sir.
His friends, his recording buddies, call him Fred.
Okay, whatever.
All right, well, good. We'll be waiting.
You will. You'll be seeing something.
With baited?
A little ditty.
Not a little ditty?
He's not doing the whole album, just one track we're working on. Something special. Oh. You'll see. You're going to enjoy
it. Is this for Christmas?
No, it's not for Christmas.
Sybil.
Okay.
Haven't you learned? Come on.
You know what?
Sybil, all these years.
You know
what? Really.
I know. Sybil. I know.
She's right. So smart sometimes, but sometimes she's so
dumb.
Yeah, you can't. I don't understand you sometimes, Sybil. Come on.
I'm really. Sybil. I try. Yeah. And I'm like, what the?
I don't know. Why? Why do you try?
I know. Okay.
Same reason you watch some of these shows that you can't stand.
Exactly. Yeah. And I get mad and then
you keep watching. Yeah. I'm not gonna watch anymore.
Yeah, I'm not gonna follow Jay up.
That
anymore.
Is the definition of insanity, yeah. Tom. That's it, yeah. Right there.
That is.
Okay. And the
but
same
this
thing.
Time I'm not lying. That's
all. Okay.
This time.
All right, let's start.
Here we go. All right.
Here we go.
Again.
Now it's a 15-year-old who says that...
No, she was 15.
She was 15.
She's now in her
mid-. Now she says she's going to file a lawsuit.
It's 40 years later.
40 years later, civil lawsuit against Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
She was 15 when she says Bill Cosby... Did he serve her wine, too, and drug her, too?
There was a part of that requiring them to drink beer... when they played pool, and this was at the Playboy Mansion, apparently. He met them at the, I think it said,
they
like
got
at his tennis club
at
or something. No.
He took them
to the Playboy Mansion and told them to, if anybody asked, tell them they were 19.
Okay.
And so when they got there, they met him on the set of a movie being filmed. He invited them to the tennis club a week later. They went to the club. They played pool. He had them drink a beer every time he won a game. And after that, they went to the Playboy Mansion, told him to say that they were 19 if anyone asked, eventually went to a bedroom with Cosby, and that's where he began to sexually molest her by attempting to put his hand down her pants and taking her hand in his hand and performing a sex act on him without her consent.
Okay.
And this was how long ago?
40 years ago, 1974.
There's no statute?
I'm sure there is. Some sort of statute of limitations. I'm not sure what it is, but this is a lawsuit that has been filed in L.A. County Superior
Now, he's
court.
Settled out of court on some other lawsuits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and what part don't you believe now?
Well, I tell you, here's something that I've been thinking about. If he's a serial rapist
mm-hmm.
or a serial criminals don't stop until they get caught. At least that's what I see on TV. You know, I watch Dexter. And they don't stop all of these cases are, you know, 20, 30, this one 40 years ago.
Well, the last one was 10 years. Okay. 10 years in 2004.
10 years when they settled.
No, they settled in 06. This happened in 2004.
It happened in 2004. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay, 10 years. Nothing since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them, besides 2004, the other ones are like 20, 30. Now this one, 40.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand.
Because of the time that's gone in between it?
You're saying...
No, I'm saying...
You think that there should be something more recent and that he did not stop?
Yeah, I'm just... If you're serial anything...
No, I mean...
When do you stop? When you get caught?
When your advisors tell you to start paying for this.
He's 80 now. I mean, I think what's going to come out is you're going to find out where Bill Cosby got these drugs from. If once they start to trace... The sleeping whatever concoction he got, and some doctor is giving it to him. They're gonna find it, and once they find out, that
you think a doctor was allegedly,
and it's gonna come out.
You know? I think that somebody, you know, perhaps after he filed this last, paid off this last allegation, his people probably said, "Look,
you need to stop.
There's really not stop. Stop with this, but there's really no reason not for you to find somebody and pay her to do these things, and somebody who's willing to do it
and change your way of
operating. You can still get it, but change your method of getting it.
Be smart about it, huh?
Mr. Cosby has got to say something, Sybil. He's got to give us something.
Because his silence,
talking man, he talks all the time.
His silence says I'm guilty.
His silence is speaking volumes.
His silence says he's guilty.
That's what a lot of people.
Well, seeing them back in the day, that's how you could handle it without social media and all that stuff. Yeah. You could just be quiet and wait.
We
for
just
it
don't
to go
talk up. About those yeah. things. And
I mean, and
blow
it happens
over.
In every family that people were molested by an uncle,
well,
by
okay,
a
well, if
by
there's
a brother,
no, if,
and it happened years ago, and nobody's talking about it, and he stopped.
Okay, if there's no statute of limitation on rape, because that's what this one says. This happened 40 years ago, and when she was 15. If there's no statute of limitation on rape, then why aren't these other women suing?
Maybe they don't. Maybe the only way they can get through it is to say, okay, it happened, and there's no need for a court case. Just let me let this out. No, I mean, some people don't want to be paid. Some people don't want to go to court and go through all of this.
Out of 18?
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe more? Now you want to complain, but you don't want to do anything about it.
No, Tom, I think what they're doing is they are giving support to these women that have come out and saying, she's not lying. This also happened to me. Now, I don't necessarily have to go to court. I don't necessarily have to file suit against them.
If you go to court, then you can prove that what you are saying is true or not.
Well, she may.
Rather than make allegations.
They may be called to court.
My other question is, do you believe it's Sybil at this point?
It's just too many to
what
say.
What about
now.
You, player?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, and I mean real sorry to say, that I do believe
for
it.
For me too, it's the longer he stays quiet.
I want to underline that I am sorry because he has represented so much to our community. And he's done so much for our community. That's why I'm sorry that I think that it's true.
You know, I was talking to a friend who has been accused of sexual improprieties, and this person said, as one who has been accused of this, and it was not true, we're very defensive of Mr. Cosby. But this was just one case in which somebody accused you of this. It hasn't been case after case. And I think there is something, Tom, about coming forward and just saying, this happened and now I can release.
I agree.
you know, whatever. And that this right. woman said she didn't even, she wasn't even making the connection between what happened to her and all of her problems that came out as a result of this.
Okay. All right. Well, it's still Wednesday, hump day on the